From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Kevin O'Leary is big in Bitcoin, UFC paying in Bitcoin, and Solana NFTs on OpenSea. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2022. Sorry that the audio quality isn't as good as usual. I'm on my travel mic. It's a $100 mic where I can pack away and take very easily anywhere in the world, opposed to my $1,000 rig. So I decided just to go a little bit lighter on my trip to Bitcoin 2022 in Miami. If you're around, send me a text, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co, or DM me on Twitter. Let's get into the crypto prices, get into the news, so I can get to this conference.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $43,528, down 1.3% in 24, or 6.3 in 7. Ethereum is at $3,211, down 1.3%. Tether's number 3, Binance Coin is at 433, up 1.5%, and USDC is number 5, running off the top 10. We have Solana, XRP, Terra, Cardano, and Avalanche. Total market cap, we're at $2 trillion even, a BTC dominance of 41.3% and an ETH dominance of 19.3%. And now, coin of the day. Our coin of the day is number 74 on CoinMarketCap, ticker GMT. The name is Stepin. STEPN. Price is $2.22. It's down 10% in 24. Market cap is $1.3 billion. Fully diluted market cap is $13.3 billion. Means 10% is in circulation. GMT's all-time high price is $3.11. Set, only 6 days ago. It's down 26% since then. Its all-time low was 10 cents. It's up 2,100% since then. You can buy it on Binance, Gate.io, KuCoin, and Huobi. So what is Stepin? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Somebody will correct me. Obviously, you can always correct me. Well, anyway, Stepin is a Web3 lifestyle app with fun social elements and gamification design. Users equipped with NFT sneakers walk, jog, or run outdoors to earn GST, which can be used to level up and mint new sneakers. Players can choose to lease or sell their NFT sneakers on the in-app marketplace. Users' GST earnings are stored in the in-app wallet, which has a built-in swap function. Well, that's Stepin. And just to let you know, GMT is the governance token of Stepin, which has a limited supply of 6 billion tokens. Anyway, that's Stepin, ticker GMT, price $2.22, number 74 on CoinMarketCap. Moving into today's headlines, and I'm going to try to get this done before my breakfast gets here. Company formerly known as Square announces new paid in Bitcoin feature on Thursday at the Bitcoin 22 conference in Miami, right here. The paid in Bitcoin option was just one of the trio of new features announced by Block, which already doubled down on its ambitious crypto agenda. One of the new features is the Roundup Bitcoin option for those who use Cash App debit card. This means a user can make a $2.80 Starbucks purchase and choose to have the 20 cents rounded up to $3 added to their account in Bitcoin. Another feature announced by Block relates to the Lightning Network. While Block integrated Lightning to Cash App in February, users can only send Bitcoin via the network, not receive it, something Block says it will change in the near future. The Ultimate Fighting Championship, or the UFC, is set to pay fighter bonuses in Bitcoin via a partnership with crypto exchange Crypto.com. The organization will dole out Bitcoin payments to the top three fighters in every UFC pay-per-view event. Fan votes and will determine on the three fighters and will select to split a total sum of $60,000 worth of Bitcoin. As a statement released by Crypto.com says, $30,000 worth of Bitcoin will be given to the first place person, $20 to the second, and $10 to the third. The shark, Kevin O'Leary, is big on Bitcoin and believes that mining the cryptocurrency will save the world. This is because many Bitcoin miners are looking for sustainable energy sources, and O'Leary argued that the demand for nuclear and hydroelectric power will spur further innovation and sustainable energy adoption. Reported last fall by the Wall Street Journal, a Bitcoin mining company, TerraWulf, partnered with a Pennsylvania-based nuclear power plant to make its mining more sustainable. In another example, Costa Rica miners are bringing hydroelectric power plants back online to provide cheaper, environmentally friendly energy sources. And we always quote the University of Cambridge estimating 39% of Bitcoin mining uses sustainable energy. But I also want to point out that that paper is from September of 2020, when a lot of the miners were still in China. They moved away. They're in the United States. They're in different places around the world now. Where are the miners? What energy are they using? We need a new study. On a separate note, Shark Kevin O'Leary also sees cryptocurrency regulation as an essential part of its evolution. eToro is jumping into NFTs. The financial trading platform announced today that it has set aside $20 million to create eToro.art, a new initiative to support incoming NFT projects and creators and buy some NFTs itself. In a statement, eToro shared that it now holds Ethereum NFTs, Bored Apes, CryptoPunks, Doodles, and World of Women. The platform will offer an open application for many or any new applicants, aspiring artists, to pitch an NFT project, whether it's a membership-based NFT, profile pictures, or Bored Apes, or video games that uses NFTs as in-game assets. Whatever it is, you apply. Let's see if you can get some funds for your NFT project from eToro. Solana. Solana NFTs can now be traded on OpenSea. Following last week's official teaser that the support was coming, NFTs minted on the Solana blockchain are now available to trade on OpenSea. OpenSea is the largest NFT marketplace by volume. With the addition of Solana, OpenSea now accommodates for collectibles from the second largest NFT ecosystem outside of Ethereum and its sidechain layer 2 scaling solutions. So, Ethereum, sidechains, Solana NFTs, OpenSea. OpenSea making moves. Ever since the United States introduced sanctions on Russia in response to the invasion of Ukraine, politicians and armchair politicians are asking whether crypto can be used to evade those sanctions. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, "While it's a channel we're worried about, we haven't seen significant evasion through crypto so far." After saying that the Treasury Department continues to monitor the situation, Yellen alluded to the fact that large transactions would be easily viewable on the public blockchain explorers and spotted by private analytics firms. Janet Yellen said, "Trying to use crypto at a large scale simply, we think, is something that is not easy to do." And finally, there's a lot of speculation why Bitcoin's going down today or down the past couple days. I got a DM asking, is it because all the Bitcoin whales are at the Bitcoin conference spending Bitcoin? And well, if they're moving the price of a $830 billion market cap by spending here in Miami, wow, I'm going to say that's probably a no. Other people are looking at interest rates. And that's a headline of one of today's Decrypts articles. Bitcoin and Ethereum drop on interest rate fears as crypto market loses $130 billion. I'm not too sure about that either. Let's just say there's reasons. And I'm not saying it's interest rates because we've already got the 25 basis points locked in. We already know that was going to happen. Could they go up more aggressively to 50 basis points? It's possible, but it's going to be in the future. The rate hike is already in place. It's already locked in. So is it the interest rates? Is it the uncertainty? Maybe, but I'm just going to think reasons. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts. Like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment. Go to Spotify. Click those 5 stars. And I am sorry about the audio quality. It's the best I could do on the road, but I'm still going to be putting out the podcast for you. I'll be back tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.